And we're back. This is Teenage Sports with your host, Michael Barra. It's been about 2 months. Took a little break, just mainly because we didn't really have any sports, but we're back in the swing of things. We got about every single league back, and today I'm going to be talking baseball. And the next few days I'll talk, NBA and a little bit of NHL. And yeah, let's just get back into this. So I want to talk MLB. I'm going to talk to individual teams and some individual players. We'll just start overall. MLB is playing a 60-game season this year. Fan or not, at least we're playing baseball. Didn't look like we were going to for a good bit. Old Rod Manfred couldn't get anything to going, but we have something now, and I've actually been pretty happy with the play that's been on the field. And even if they had shorter times, we've seen a good amount of injuries from pitchers, which was kind of expected. They didn't have as much time to warm up their arms and condition properly. But let's get into some of the teams. Let's start in the AL East. This has been an interesting division, to say the least. So probably could have predicted the Yankees are leading the division with 13-6. They're 7-0 at home, 6-6 and away. But the number two team in this division, the Baltimore Orioles. There's no way you saw this. Sorry. They are 2 games behind the Yankees right now. Playing not very good at home, 3-7, but they're 8-1 at away games. I mean, 11-8. That's respectable. I mean, their offense has really showed out. Hanser Alberto and Jose Iglesias and others. But their pitching has also been really good for the players that they have in that staff. I don't think they'll be able to continue this, but I also thought that they were going to barely win like 12 games. So I guess you can't really predict much with baseball. It's a very streaky and weird sport, especially in a 60-game season where I'm pretty sure the top two teams from every division make the playoffs. We could see the Orioles in the playoffs. But the number three team is the Tampa Bay Rays. They're 12-9. Also a decent team. The Buffalo Blue Jays. Buffalo. They're playing in their AAA counterpart, I believe, Buffalo. Canada wasn't going to let them play at their home stadium. They're 7-9. And your last place team for the AL East is the Boston Red Sox at 6-14. They've looked awful. Andrew Benintendi's been terrible. They don't have Chris Sale this year. I think Verdugo's been okay. They're 3-9 at home and 3-5 in away games. Awful showing. I mean, I don't know. I definitely think people expected them to be better than at least the Blue Jays. They're only 1 game behind them, but probably also in, obviously above the Orioles, but they're not doing that either. And really disappointing team, I would say. And it's probably just mainly because of the Orioles. The Orioles were not supposed to be this good. I know they're only 3 games over 500, but in a short season like this, you're just, I mean, you win any and every game counts. And the Red Sox are just, at this point, they're already way too behind. They've already played 20 games. I mean, they're going to really have to kick it into gear if they want to come back from this. But yeah, let's move to the AL Central. Division leading home run hitter Twins are 12-7. Next team are the Indians at 11-9. The Tigers are 9-8 in third place. The White Sox are 10-9. And the Royals are 8-11. This is a pretty competitive division. Twins, really good team, obviously. They were a really good team last year. Mitch Garver, their catcher, started off cold, and I believe Jose Berrios has also started off pretty cold. So if they get some of their bigger guys going again, I mean, watch out. This team's going to continue to hit. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as they start pitching along with their hitting. Like Randy Dobnak, I believe, is having a really good year. If they can put it all together, that's a really scary team going into the playoffs. But the number two team, Indians, as I said, they're 11-9. I would like to say that they're going to be more in contention, but they've had some recent, not injuries, but recent issues with some of their two, I think, starting aces. I mean, two really good pitchers. I think Zach Plesac is his name. I know his last name is Plesac, and Mike Clevenger, two really good pitchers for them. I think they went out clubbing or something, or they went to a party and got found out, and you're not really able to supposed to be doing that during this COVID season. And they've been optioned down to the spring training team, so they're not going to be on the main roster. Who knows how long that's going to be? It could only be for like 2 weeks to like quarantine them. But if this season wants to continue, players can't be doing that. I know that they want, it's not as cool to be able to just restrain them, but you're getting paid millions of dollars to play baseball. So just go play baseball for 60 games and all you have to do is just go home. But Tigers at 9-8. Also surprised they're this high. I think the White Sox are a better team than them. And I honestly think that this division will end. Twins, White Sox get making the playoffs. But yeah, White Sox got a few good young, or a lot of good young players. Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, Giolito is still pretty young. They have a lot of building pieces. Tim Anderson, that once they put it all together, especially at home, they're only 2-6. They're 8-3 in away games. I'll definitely continue to watch this team. They're going to be a fun team to watch for the years to come. Last place team is the 8-11 Royals. They're only 4 games behind the Twins. They're 3 games away from 500 or under 500. I don't think that's a bad showing for them. I mean, 8-11 could be a lot worse. And I think you're going against some pretty decent competition in this division with the Twins, Indians, and White Sox. Patrick Mahomes just bought some stake into this team. So you'll expect him to be competing probably in the next 2 years, just the Mahomes effect. But yeah, let's move down to the AL West, where one of the league's leading teams, the Oakland Athletics, are 14-6. My Texas Rangers are 9-9. The Astros are 9-10. I just hate saying their name. They freaking suck. Angels are 7-13, and the Mariners are 7-14. So Athletics been playing really well, getting a lot of production from their stars as they really need to, because they don't have a ton of stars. They just have a few really good core pieces and a bunch of young guys like Chapman and Olsen and Ramon Laureano, who just became a definite fan favorite after charging the Houston Bangers over there, trash can bangers. My Texas Rangers in second at 9-9, 4 games behind the Athletics. I mean, I didn't expect a lot, especially, I mean, we just really can't hit. We're starting to come back around. I think we've won the last 6 out of 10, sorry. Looking pretty decent, but we got to continue to hit because our pitching is going to be there. We have probably a top 5 pitcher in the league right now, Lance Lynn. Mike Minor's not having a horrible year. I think he can have even better year like he did last year. Corey Kluber, we were all hoping that he would do something, and he pitched one inning and is pretty much out for the year. So that's awesome. Jose Leclerc's out for, I think, most of the year. I think we've had Rafael Montero closing for us. I don't know. I don't know if this team will be able to continue. Eventually, the asterisks. I'm just going to call them by different things whenever I feel. They'll probably catch up, as much as I hate to say it. I don't think Altuve, Bregman, and George Springer can all combine hit for like 100 for the whole year. So that team just has a lot of talent. It hurts to say. It really does. Like, I hate this team so much. Joe Kelly for commissioner or president, whatever floats your boat. But fourth, Angels. I think a lot of people had them maybe leading this division. I had them a lot higher than fourth and almost tied with the Mariners. I don't know what it is with this team. They just never can do good. It doesn't matter who they have. They have one of the most intriguing players in Shohei Ohtani. He's out for the year for pitching, and he hasn't really been hitting fantastic. Mike Trout had a baby. Beckham Aaron Trout, I believe. His initials are BAT, so expect this dude to be like the next great. And Trout's been fantastic since having the baby. I think he's got like 7 homers since becoming a father, after he started off the season pretty okay. I have him on my fantasy team, first pick overall. You know how it goes. Next, the Mariners, 7-14. Never can expect anything good from this team. This team can have the best roster in the league and probably still not be good. They had Ken Griffey and Felix. I don't know if they had. I'm not even going to make a fool of myself. But this team's never good. They just aren't. Sorry to say it, but when they are good, they choke. All right, let's move to the NL East. Even more surprise. This has probably been, I would say, the biggest surprise of the baseball season. The Miami Marlins are 9-4. So they've played a lot less. They've only played, 13 games. So they've played a lot less games than everyone. And that's because they missed a few series because half their team came down with COVID. So they're playing with like a handicap roster of just random players that they've thrown together. And they are 9-4 with a .692 winning percentage. Like, how? This team, I didn't expect this team to even be top 3 in this division. And now they're the leading team with a handicapped roster. Okay. Don Mattingly, do your thing, boss. Second division is the Atlanta Braves, 11-10. A little disappointing. I was expecting them to be a little bit better, not just one game over 500. Yeah, I mean, Mike Soroka, I believe, tore his ACL or UCL or MCL or one of the CLs. And I believe he's out for the year. next, the Mets, the 9-12 Mets, just like the Mariners. They are always disappointing. They know how to disappoint. Marcus Stroman, Mets traded, I think, some decent prospects for Marcus Stroman, and they got like a half of a season out of him because he just opted out of this season. So yeah, that's how the Mets season's going right now. Pete Alonso's playing awful. One of the people in my league literally dropped him on free agency, and I picked him up in fantasy baseball and with flying colors because dude was fantastic last year. I'm just gonna have him sit on my bench. Like, I'll wait till he's good again. But yeah, overall disappointing. Would hate to be a Mets fan, even though I'm a Rangers fan and have never won anything. Would still suck to be a Mets fan. Next, the 7-10 Nationals. They lost Rendon. I really don't know a lot about this team. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Scherzer is going to miss a start or two or something. He hurt himself, obviously. Strasburg, I believe, has had a decent year. Who else they got on that team? Trey Turner. Yeah, I mean, I would have expected them to be higher. I think in my predictions, I predicted them to make the playoffs again. And right now, they're fourth and 4 games behind. I mean, still plenty of time. That's for all these teams. Still plenty of time. This is only, what, math? 1/3 of the season for most of these teams or for some of these teams? Yeah, math. 20 games. But, yeah, and then the 6-9 Phillies. Yeah, I mean, they've missed, I think, a series because they were supposed to play the Marlins. So, but they haven't really done anything. They added like DD in the off season, and they still got Beharp, but they're still sucking. They also added Wheeler. I don't know how he's played, but yeah, they still aren't very good. Go to NL Central. They have the highest winning percentage, the Cubbies, 13-4, led by David Ross. They got Joe Maddon out there, and I was like, oh, this team's going into the ground. No, you just need Dancing with the Stars, David Ross. I think that's the show he was on. Yeah, they got a winning percentage of 765, 8-2 at home, 5-2 and away. Pretty good team. Chris Bryant having a good year. MLB The Show cover boy Javi Baez, I believe, is having a good year. Kyle Hendricks, the MLB's most underrated player. Put it wherever you want. That's an accurate statement. Who else they got on that team? I don't even know. I think they got Victor Cartini, Wilson Contreras. I think Wilson Contreras is having a good year, a lot better than Gary Sanchez over as a Yankee. So, yeah, that's the comparison I made because I wanted to. 9-11 Cincinnati Reds. A little disappointing. I drafted Luis Castillo. He has had a fantastic year. Bauer's having a really good year though. I mean, 9-11's not terrible, but they added a lot over the offseason. Nick Castellanos has been one of the best players in baseball. So, but I definitely do think that the Cubbies and Reds are probably your 1 and 2 in this division. Brewers, 8-10. Yelich is having a piss poor year. Glad I didn't draft him, even though I love Yelich and I really hope he figures it out because, like I said, I love Yelich. The Cardinals only 2-3. They also had a big outbreak, I believe. They were supposed to play the Marlins. Actually, I think they may have gotten sick from the Marlins. I drafted Jack Flaherty in my fantasy team, and he hasn't pitched. He's pitched one game this year, so that's fun. They're 5 games back behind the Cubs. I don't know how that works. I don't think that's mathematically, I don't know. But maybe they're going off a winning percentage. I don't know. If you only have 2 wins to 13, how are you only five? Never mind. But 2-3, I still like that team. And I think whenever they get back with the players that they have, hopefully it's a good amount of their starters that they can make a chance to beat out the Reds, but I still think the Reds are probably better long term, even though I do really like the Cardinals. I think I had Cardinals and Reds top of this division at the beginning of the year, and then like Cubbies 3, but Cubbies are playing. Oh, and the Pirates 4-14. I almost literally forgot about them. Are they the worst team in baseball right now? That sucks. They are 4-14 with a 2.22 winning percentage, 9.5 games back. That sucks. I don't think Brian Reynolds is doing much. I think they got Tyone in that rotation. Trevor Williams, I think, is his name. Guess no one's doing anything on this team. Nice. Hate to be a Pirates fan. NL West, very, very stacked division. They got the 14-7 Dodgers, the 12-7 Rockies, the 11-10 Padres, the 9-11 Diamondbacks, and the 8-13 Giants. Dodgers have been good. You expect them to be good. They have literally the most money like ever. They will outspend you and laugh in your face about it. They got Kershaw going still, Walker Buehler. Gavin Lux actually didn't make the roster, which was surprising. Definitely expected him to make the roster, but he didn't. So it was probably a wake-up call for him. Very surprising team, the Colorado Rockies at 12-7. Charlie Blackmon has been the best hitter ever. There was a stat, I think, that he had the same amount of hits as the Cardinals. Now the Cardinals have only played 5 games, so I don't know how appropriate that comparison is, or it may have been a different team, but he's batting like 440 or something. Like, he is having a season. And I think that's with Nolan Arenado not having a fantastic year either. But this team is pitching this year. They figured out how to pitch in Coors a little bit better. I mean, they're still better at away games. but yeah, they're 5-5 in their last 10. This is definitely an exciting team to watch, along with probably the closest team to having a dynasty, MLB dynasty. Padres, 11-10. Francisco Lindor. Shoot. What's their shortstop's name? I always forget his name. Padres shortstop. Fernando Tatis Jr. My bad. Yeah, he's going off. He's top three, I believe, in homers, if he's not leading it by now. I know him and Judge were pretty close. He looks really good. It's a really, really young roster. That's why I said a potential dynasty, just because they're super young and they don't have to pay anyone really right now because everyone's so young. But we'll move on to the Diamondbacks, who are 9-11. Not a bad team. 9-11 is not terrible. 4.5 games back, but they lost the Cowboy, Madison Bumgarner, one of my favorite pitchers to watch in the league. I think he's out for, like, I think he's on the 15-day IL, if they even still have those. Maybe a 10-day for this season. And the San Francisco Giants, I don't think anyone expected big things from them. Donovan Solano, I think, is also the other player hitting over 400. Added him on my fantasy team pretty quickly. He's been doing good. It'd be really cool to see some people finish with 400, but then you're going to have a lot of people say, oh, it was only in a 60-game schedule. And, I mean, that's a fair statement, but, you know, we can't all have nice things. But, yeah, those were the divisions. Those were some of the teams. Got a full day of games today on 8/15/2020. Hopefully the Cardinals will get to play again soon, so Jack Flaherty can pitch. I think that's the only Cardinal I have. Let me look up some of the MLB leaders and stats. All right. OPS. Yeah, that is not the stat that I want to see. Leader in hits, Chuck Nasty. Of course it is. Oh, let me see. Average. Actually, there's three players hitting 400 right now. Charlie Blackmon, Donovan Solano, and DJ LeMahieu. DJ LeMahieu needs to put some respect on that man's name. Leaders in homers are Aaron Judge, Castellanos, Realmuto, or Aaron Judge has 9, and then these four are tied with 8. Castellanos, JT Realmuto, a catcher. That's nice. He's almost batting 300, too. Good to see catchers actually can hit the ball. Fernando Tatis also has 8, and Mike Trout has 8 as well. Mookie Betts is catching up. He just had a 3-homer game. Who's most RBIs? Chuck Nasty again. He's tied with Blackmon, Judge, Realmuto, and Anthony Santander, who? Oh, he's a Baltimore Orioles right fielder. Okay. Keep your name noted, Mr. Santander. Yeah, I don't care. Jay Bruce is second in the league, or tied with a lot of people with 2 triples. How are you guys letting Jay Bruce's old self get triples? All right, let's go to pitching stats. Who has most strikeouts in this league? Sonny Gray, Cincinnati pitcher. So he's going, I mean, like I said, Cincinnati, if Luis Castillo picks it up, I'm going to have Bauer, Sonny Gray, and Castillo as a 1-2-3 punch. Yeah, I think that's pretty dang good sounding. Let's see. ERA. Randy Dobnik, Minnesota, the guy I mentioned earlier. My boy Lance Lynn in third with a 1-1-1. 32 innings, pitch, 36 strikeouts. He's just a unit. Enough said. Also, another really good pitcher this year has been Shane Bieber. 1.63 ERA, 43 Ks, 0.76 whip. I definitely like Bieber. I like how he pitches. He just goes at guys. A lot of younger pitchers on pitching really well this year. Like Denelson, Lamet, San Diego Padres pitcher, having a good year. A lot of good young stars going off this year. So we can look at team stats. Who's the best hitting team right now? It's got to be the Twins. Oh, no, it's the Rockies. The Mets are the second best hitting team in the league for average. Who would have thought? Is their pitching really that freaking bad? Where are my Rangers? The Twins are only 15th in average. Come on, guys. You're making me look silly out here. And homers, the Dodgers are leading, and the Twins are fifth. All right, just wait. Just wait till the Twins continue to start hitting. Who's got the best pitching in the league? Rangers got to be up here. All right, Rangers are 12th. Dodgers are first with a 2.4 team ERA. Are you kidding me? And our Twins are 3.48. Twins about to win the World Series. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to say that, actually. Yeah. That's just a quick overview of the MLB so far. I've enjoyed watching the games. It's been very interesting to see empty stadiums and hear empty stadiums. Every ball on TV that's hit sounds like a dang homer. Because you can't really tell. I mean, you can kind of tell off the bat, obviously, if it's just a terrible hit. But that ball is hit pretty well, but doesn't go out. You're probably thinking it's going out. But 60 games, going to have a new interesting playoff schedule or playoff format, which is going to be fun. Rangers, my Rangers may make it. Probably not. We kind of suck. Yeah, that is your teenage sports overview of MLB. I hope everyone enjoyed. I'm going to be doing NBA and NHL later this week. Maybe, what is today? Today is, I think, Saturday. May do NBA tomorrow. And I have some really cool college football stuff that I want to do with Boom, one of the guys, or Britton, one of the guys that has been on this podcast a lot. And he may hop on the NHL one too, because he knows a lot more probably about the NHL than I do. But this has been Teenage Sports. I may try to start uploading these on YouTube as well. Handle is just Teenage Sports. Yeah, thank you for listening, and tell your friends. Goodbye.